USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A potential tropical storm is heading for the Gulf Coast. The storm system is slowly making its way toward coastal Louisiana and Mississippi. It's expected to make landfall potentially as a tropical cyclone. Watches and warnings are going out all over the Gulf Coast.
Tropical storm force winds could impact that area within 36 hours, so that's why we have tropical storm warnings up now along portions of the northern Gulf coastline.
Dennis Falcon at the National Hurricane Center. Aside from the heavy wind there will also be rainfall in some areas. Louisiana and Mississippi is already prone to flooding. They're also expecting a storm surge. If the cyclone reaches tropical strength, it will be named Claudette. In the West, there's been record heat, with record high temperatures set in Arizona, Nevada, and California. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
President Biden has lifted a 25% tariff on Scotch whiskey and other goods being imported from the European Union. The tariffs were imposed by the administration of former President Donald Trump during a 17-year trade dispute with the European Union over aerospace subsidies and were estimated to cost the Scotch industry about $830 million in exports. The United States and European Union ended the aerospace dispute when they reached a 5-year truce this week. Makers of cashmere, construction vehicles, cheese, and other goods will also see tariff relief. Tariffs on U.S. whiskey going to Britain remain as a part of a different trade dispute instituted after the Trump administration created tariffs on metals from the European Union as well as Mexico and Canada. Industry officials hope the momentum will lead to resolution of those tariffs as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Google has opened its first retail store in New York City in an attempt to put its various hardware offerings in front of customers. The company announced the Chelsea, New York store last May, saying it's going to give customers the opportunity to get their hands on its Pixel phones, also Nest Home security products, Fitbit devices, and Pixelbook computers. They can also meet with employees for troubleshooting, repairs, and installations. In a briefing earlier this week, the company also said they hope to provide a space where customers can try all of its devices and showcase how they work together. The store features curated rooms to show off the Pixel phone's night sight camera and the Nest Hub's smart screen, as well as experiences to show off its services such as Imagination Space, where guests can whisper a phrase and hear the same phrase whispered back to them in 24 languages with text displaying on a screen using Google Translate. Google says customers will also be able to take part in how-to sessions and other workshops centered around the company's products. Carnival says a data breach in March may have exposed personal information from employees and customers. Carnival Cruise Line, Holland America, and Princess Cruises were all affected. That includes social security numbers, passport numbers, dates of birth, and other information. The company had two ransomware attacks last year. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.